GOP Senators, Biden using DHS to funnel taxpayer money to open borders lobby. By John Binder on November 16, 2022. President Joe Biden is using the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to funnel American tax dollars to open borders groups. According to Senators Roger Marshall, RKS, and Bill Hagerty, RTN. Last year, Biden's DHS created the Alternatives to Detention, ATD, case management pilot program to provide mental health services, legal services, and other social services to illegal aliens while they are in deportation proceedings. In a letter to top DHS officials, Marshall and Hagerty said Biden is using the program to merely funnel millions in American taxpayer money via federal contracts to open borders groups like Church World Service with ties to the Abolish ICE movement and a key player in the mass migration lobby. It is appalling, though not surprising from the current administration, that a program designed to augment alternatives to detention would be used as a ploy to further leftist ideology instead of enhancing the critical mission tasked to the department, the GOP senators write. Last year, DHS announced that it was seeking members to serve on the National Board of the Case Management Pilot Program. Earlier this year, DHS announced that Church World Service, CWS, would act as the board's secretariat and fiscal agent. CWS has been at the forefront of pro-open border and anti-enforcement activities for years, going as far as advocating for the diverting of funds away from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, enforcement activities and even ultimately supporting the Abolish ICE movement. That organization now has a fiduciary responsibility directly tied to ICE, detention matters, and the immigration enforcement process overall. Emphasis added. This questionable governance only gets worse, as a recent contract solicitation makes it clear that CWS would be primarily responsible in determining which local government or non-governmental organizations, NGOs, would be awarded portions of the contract. With core beliefs so fervently against the existence of ICE and the enforcement of our laws, we cannot trust that this process will be transparent and that CWS will not simply select solicitations from those that politically and ideologically align with its own warped worldview. Departmental leadership is derelict in its duty to allow this blatant conflict to continue unchecked. Emphasis added. Marshall and Hagerty are asking DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for a slew of information related to Church World Service's involvement with the agency and the new pilot program. For months, Biden's DHS has been pressed to reveal the extent to which left-wing non-governmental organizations, NGOs, are profiting off federal contracts to bus and fly border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States interior. Since February 2021, the Biden administration has briefly apprehended and released about 1.4 million border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities. NGOs like Catholic Charities and other groups are contracted by the federal government, in nearly all cases, to provide transportation and services to those released from DHS custody. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.